All right, in the few minutes that we have left, I'd like for you to take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 33. We've been doing a series on giving God time to work, and we've looked at some negative examples from the Old Testament of those that did not wait. I want to look at some positive things over the next few Wednesday nights that come from the Psalm specifically, and this particular passage, Psalm 33, has been a very special psalm to me personally. I find myself often going to this particular psalm for encouragement, and specifically about bringing meaning to delays. You ever considered that? Boy, it just seems like God's not working right now and things are so slow, and you try to bring some meaning to the delay of why things are taking so long to unfold or whatever, and you know, that's fine. You can consider that as you're waiting upon the Lord. I thought about this in regard to verses 13, 14, and verse 20, because they all fit together to kind of understand. Look at verse 13 of Psalm 33. The Lord looketh from heaven. Stop right there. Where are you looking from? Where are we looking from? Earth. He's looking from heaven. All right? He beholdeth all the sons of men. Can you see all the sons of men? No. Verse 14, from the place of his habitation, he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. I cannot do that. But God can. Now that is very clear that God sees and knows everything. I don't. I'm very limited. You might think that you know a lot, and that's fine. We like to learn every day, I hope, and grow in our knowledge, but you'll never become God. Then notice verse 20. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. And I think if you connect those thoughts of the sovereignty of God, that He's all-powerful, He sees all the sons of men, from His habitation, He has a view and an understanding that encompasses the entire earth and the entire universe. Therefore, knowing that, verse 20, our soul waiteth for the Lord. You talk about giving meaning to any potential delays that may come and you're praying for someone. I know that there have been some that have prayed for loved ones to be saved for 20, 30 years. And it just seems, Lord, what is the delay? We don't know the purposes of God. We don't know the heart of the individual that we're praying for. Only God knows that. And so, yes, we pray and we seek God's face and we want Him to undertake. And sometimes we have to bring meaning to the delay of understanding that God knows a whole lot more about this than I do. He has, I'll put it this way, He has a hot air balloon view of things, and we're down here in the woods doing reconnaissance. And I'm using a Civil War example. By the way, the French were the ones who came up with the first design of a hydrogen balloon and was used in battle in the 1700s. They actually had a hydrogen generator that was developed. And they took zinc and reacted with hydrochloric acid, produced hydrogen, and they used that to fill their balloons. They'd take them up 500 feet in the air, tied off with ropes, and they could see out there over the battlefield, and they would rain in cannon fire in this area and that area. Just amazing. And that's what happened in America during the Civil War. Do you realize that there were hydrogen balloons that were being used during the Civil War? They had telegraph wires that went up in the air, and they could telegraph to the different locations along the way. This is what, bring the fire in over here. They'd be up 1,000 feet. The Union forces had the Intrepid and the Union. And even the Confederates had their own balloon. It was known as the Gazelle, right? And they would take them up 1,000 feet in the air. And they could see for miles the terrain. Now, those that were doing reconnaissance on the ground could only see about 50, 60 feet if they're in the woods. All right? Now, how much can you know about what the enemy's doing when you're in the woods? By the way, the largest use of hydrogen balloons was during the Peninsular Campaign up in Virginia, the wilderness, as they called it. It got so bad that they even set the forest on fire to drive the military out. One of the greatest forest fires of the war was started on purpose to push the people out because they couldn't see them. They didn't know where they were all hiding. But the picture is this. God sees above, and He knows everything that's going on. All I can see is what's around me. And though I think I know certain things, they may not be true. Only God knows whether they're true or not. So God is sovereign during the waiting for God. He knows a lot more about the situation. He knows the hearts of the individuals that are being dealt with. I don't know that. You don't know that. And so I have to step back and in faith trust God that during this waiting period, while He's working, that everything will work according to His plan and everything will bring glory to Himself. My problem on this end, in the woods, on the earth, is impatience. Impatience. And we could go into this, and I won't take time to do that because we're going to wrap up here. But we really struggle with this matter of patience, don't we? We all do. There have been times through the years where I have prayed, Lord, we've got some teams without coaches. Lord, would you please provide? And we're going up and we're fixing to announce names and we don't have coaches. And I've had some years where I had to beg. And then I've had years where I've had three or four teams and God gave me the coaches before I even called out the names. Just from talking and people stepping up and so forth. And I don't understand sometimes why God can't do that every time. Wouldn't that be nice? I would sure love that. Have them all in a row. I have parents come. We had one that came up to the office today. Is my child going to have a coach for their team? Well, I fought back. Are you volunteering? Some people think we have this magical pool of coaches from all around the area. And we just pick up the phone. Hey, I've got you a team. All right? That doesn't work. It's parents volunteering their time to coach kids. And some parents don't understand that. They think that's just, oh, you don't have a coach. What's wrong with you? Well, it takes volunteers. And in this post-pandemic world where a lot of people are working two and three jobs to make ends meet, it's hard to find them. It's difficult. But God always seems to provide every time, but not on Todd's timetable. Sometimes it's on a whole different thing because God's got something else He knows He's doing that I don't know. And so I have to readily admit that my understanding, my purposes, my desires have to be tempered to God's purposes and desires because He knows the big picture. He has the balloon view. And my job is to get the report from God. Just like those Civil War soldiers that had a telegraph up 1,000 feet in the air with a long cable all the way to the ground. They had a receiver, click, 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 click. Just wait for God. And when the message comes through, yes, sir, and move on. We want to be on the other end of the telegraph. And we should. We should ask God. But sometimes it's impatience that's responding rather than, all right, Lord, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know how you're working this out, but you bring the most glory to yourself. The sovereignty of God is in play for those that are waiting for the Lord. The psalmist's response here, our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, knowing that the Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of His habitation, He looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He has a view that you don't have. He has an understanding that you don't have. And so what do? I just have to trust Him. I just have to rely upon Him. And I have to allow God to do His work where He takes me from impatience to what? patience. That's part of the growth spiritually of the child of God, learning to be patient. Learning to realize that answers don't always come instantly. You know, we live in an instant world. We've got instant macaroni and cheese. All right? Everybody's going, ooh. But I want to tell you something. When you're starving to death, is instant okay? You betcha. All right? You know, there are a lot of instant things in this world. Instant grits. Instant oatmeal. Instant, you name it. They've got it, you know. All the instant things in this world, and we think that God should work on the same thing. Instant God. Instant answers. Instant this. Instant that. And that's just not the way God works. Now, sometimes He brings glory to Himself by just undertaking before we even know the need. Oh, how I've seen God do that. Before we even process the need that we have, God's already undertaken. Already put all the things in place. He shows His sovereignty that way as well. But when it comes to waiting, He has the balloon view. All I have is the reconnaissance in the woods. That's all I've got. So I got to learn to trust the one that's up there who knows all things, that understands all things, and say, all right, Lord, You show me. You teach me. You help me grow from impatience to patience. Father in heaven, I thank You so much for Your word. What a glorious psalm Psalm 33 is. Lord, help Your people to grow in the truth and understanding of Your sovereignty. We in our knowledge are so feeble and frail, and we lack so much because we're not God. We're not You. Help us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Thee in this regard, and help us to bring some meaning to the delay, that there are greater things in play than I understand or even know. And so You bring glory to Yourself in the best way that will bring the greatest glory and majesty to Your name, and help me to be satisfied with that. But we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.